Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
I don't know. There's probably just a little bit of umbrage left in this room. Can I take the rest of it with
it's
me?
It's still full.
Okay? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm chock full of umbrage.
Okay. All right.
Just restocked.
And it has to do, and I know this is getting more sensitive every year, but it has to do with Memorial Day. First of all, before you guys got here, I was watching TV. I swear there was four commercials in a row. Memorial Day sale. Got the furniture sale. Car sale. Sale.
That feels weird.
We've lost track of what.
We really have.
Memorial Day has become a three-day weekend,
yes.
Which it always was, but like every mattress warehouse, every furniture warehouse, every car dealer, every
carpet place.
Yep, tie. Oh my God, there's one.
Yeah. Oh, literally right now.
Oh my God, Aaron's like carpet. it's a
lot.
But is there a time you're supposed, like, if I don't know anybody. I don't want to be disrespectful when I say this, because I'm saying I know a lot of people who served, and I know people who served and are dead, but they didn't die in the service.
Okay,
like they didn't die in Vietnam or
on
in
duty.
So, what is Memorial? Like, what am I supposed to do?
Because I believe it's really only to honor those who did. Pass
in service.
Yes.
They gave the ultimate sacrifice.
Okay.
They gave their lives to defending the country.
Okay. So am I supposed to, I swear to God, I'm not being facetious.
You're not.
Am I supposed to go to of a cemetery with the small little white stuff? Like, I don't,
you can.
I don't, or is there a, do we like say the Pledge of Allegiance at a certain time? Do we sing the national anthem at a certain time? Like at baseball games and stuff, they like change the, God, when they do that, I feel like it's so self-serving. It's like, instead of black and purple, they're camo. And you're like, I don't feel like that's making anybody feel better.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have to, technically you can choose to do nothing. What we're supposed to do is take a moment and be thankful and remember.
Is it a moment, we just pick a moment anytime in the 3 days, or is there a specific moment?
So apparently it happened in the Clinton administration. We're supposed to pause at 3 p.m. local time.
3 p.m. which day? Monday?
On Monday, yeah, on Memorial Day.
Because we got so far away from not doing that they had to put a law in saying, don't forget to do this now.
Yeah, this isn't just a day off. This is like, there's a reason you have this day off.
It is a federal day off.
Okay. Yeah, and it's supposed to be a minute of silence and just reflection. And
okay.
Yeah.
And I like your idea. Hey, you could go to any cemetery you want and show up with whatever you want and leave whatever you want. That's really cool.
And put a flag. Like,
sure.
The Boy Scouts do that at, I always forget if it's called Fort Logan or Fort Morgan.
Fort Morgan is on your way to Nebraska. Logan is down in the Springs.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Spring.
It?
No, it's by Mullen.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Logan?
It's definitely not Fort Morgan. There's Fort something Carson. Carson is down in the...
But the Boy Scouts put flags on every headstone, and it's really cute.
That is.
I know
lot.
We got to get back to your umbrage about it, but real quick, flags out then, and if flags are out, flags full staff, flags half staff, I don't know...
Half, yeah.
But you're not...
Federal buildings, I think, are half.
Okay.
I think.
All right, so what's your umbrage? Now that we've probably offended everyone related to the... We respect...
We're learning right now.
And hopefully we're educating, too. We don't know.
But from knowing you as long as I've known you, Steve, I feel like the learning is over and everything that happens from here is not going to be great.
Boom. You nailed it.
Because you got umbrage about something and it's probably not.
This is a new chapter.
Hey, what's the little sound they had in film strips when it was like, do the slides? Like, turn the page. All right. Well, where are we at with umbrage?
Well, it's not Memorial Day's fault, but there's a thing about Memorial Day food. What exactly is official Memorial Day food? And it's talking about... Let's see, we got the burgers is number one in the list, followed by hot dogs, brats, pork chops, and wings.
Okay.
We got the potato salad, coleslaw, corn, everything that we're about to have on the 4th of July. That is the official summer 4th of July menu. You can't have the same food. It's like having ham on Halloween.
Oh, okay, no, hold on. No, but I want to know. You said ham.
Okay.
Where's ham go?
Ham is Easter.
Okay. Is everyone in the room in agreement on that?
Yeah, I don't eat it, but I would agree with it.
Okay. No.
Okay, Aaron, this might be a 3-on-1.
What do you eat? Rabbit?
Easter. What do you eat on Easter then? Eggs?
I don't know if I really celebrate Easter, so that's probably why.
Aaron, I've never seen anybody, like, I rolled into your little studio. There's Cadbury eggs, there's Reese's peanut butter eggs.
Yeah, I like chocolate. That's what I eat on Easter, okay? The Easter bunny.
All right, so you don't have a food.
I do kind of agree, though. I think it's kind of lame. It's like it's taking up. It's just a barbecue. It's just a cookout. Mm-hmm. Like it's like any summer holiday is just like we'll just grill
what
out.
What would you have it be then, J-holes? I'm just saying all summer events, starting Memorial Day, ending with Labor Day.
It's the same.
Yes,
it's the same menu.
Or you want it to be like. This, like, then we have to divvy up those foods. So burgers only on Memorial, hot dogs for July 4th.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually.
Yeah.
No, because you have people who come to your house who are like, burger or dog, burger or brat.
No, but
like,
the hot dog eating competition's on the 4th of July, so it makes sense that everyone would honor that and have their own hot
dogs.
Honor's
a strong word for a hot dog eating contest.
Thank you, Aaron. Even though you're wrong about ham and Easter.
We can't honor ham. By the way, and then I take my final...
Oh, there's more umbrage.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, everyone,
okay. Pull
over. Steve's got more bridging of me.
Yes, on Memorial Day and the 4th of July, basically most of the time you are not barbecuing, you are grilling. And here is the difference right here. I'm not going to show you what it is.
Hold you. He literally.
I took the time.
Steve, like, doesn't even know how to operate a
blender.
I was wondering why he asked me for a highlighter.
Yes! Dang, I busted. I forgot how to do it with the computer. Where you fold it, drag it over the paragraph, and then you right-click.
This is literally the saddest thing I've ever seen. You're like a decrepit old newscaster who won't read the teleprompter. This still wants papers in front. First off, print me MapQuest!
Those are the tiniest pieces of paper, too. They're not even full pages.
Do you know the stupid commercial where it's like you're turning into your parents or whatever? It's like, no, we don't print the internet. He still does. You don't print the internet, bro.
I know.
So here's the deal. You don't barbecue or grill, so who would... You don't cook anything. You have a George Foreman grill,
grill.
And
wait,
a microwave.
Yeah, what is that called? George Foremaning?
By the way, I wish you would have had that highlighter.
Because he's got black Sharpie all over it. So tell us, guru, what's the difference?
Okay, according to...
for God's sake, skip the preamble.
Grilling is... where to go?
Oh my God!
He needs his readers.
Let's go to barbecue. These methods of barbecue involve cooking using smoke at low temperatures and long cooking times for several hours. It's so different from grilling. Grilling, the machine, the apparatus that you're using is not the same as the barbecue.
Do you understand that I can barbecue on a grill?
You can, but you're grilling most of the time. You're not barbecuing.
So you're telling me you know what I'm doing?
Absolutely. What kind of rub are you using there?
I use a tray.
You don't use a rub.
First off, I make my own rubs, but when I'm just when I'm slumming it and making some, I use a Traeger rub. The Traeger rubs are great. There's also
I'd come over for a rub.
Yeah. There's smoking butts.
Smoking what? That's not on my list.
No, there's all these different rubs.
Like, I come over for some. Okay.
I'm afraid of your house on Memorial Day and 4th of July.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.